That we have playwrights Tony Diamond Bingham and Latoya Holmes Rice from the greatest stage play, original stage play called Wedlock, that was their featured here there in Jacksonville, right? Wedlock is Love Really Enough. They also have a special caller that is calling in today that actually helped to co-write it too. So they're going to just kind of pop in on them today and surprise them a little bit. So we did want everyone who is listening by computer, if you want to get on the phone just in case you have to get mobile to go get some barbecue, we want you to go to 347-989-8385. And also, you can actually listen online if you're mobile and coming back home. You go to www.welcometotheindustry.info. You can also tweet us if you have any questions, comments, at Industry Tweet. And we love, love, love to hear from you as soon as you can get in one of those stations to give us a call or listen online or send us a tweet message from wherever you are. You are now in the industry.
Yes, ma'am. You said that, Nicole. You sure did. Well, our first guest, Miss Tony. Miss Tony is a holistic entertainer by trade. She is a singer, actress, writer, and producer. Most of her stories are inspired by her life's trials and tribulations as a woman and a mother. Let's give a great big industry. Let's give a great big industry.
Got excited, or the radio station or something.
Right. I'm going to say, give her what? Give her a
I think it was cheering. It was like, hey, Tony, yeah. That's what it was doing. Like I was saying before, her stories are inspired by life's trials and tribulations as a woman and a mother. Let's give a big industry welcome to Tony Dynam Bigum.
I hear it. Miss Tony, are you there? Hello.
It's
Miss Tony.
You guys hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
now
ma'am.
We can.
I think your phone
okay,
line is cheering for you.
Oh, they had me muted now. Don't mute me now. This is my big debut.
Don't mute her.
Let me out.
Give us free. Miss Tony, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, Akia. How are you guys doing?
We are great. Yes. So we just want to start off by just putting all out there. Who is Tony Diamond Bigum?
Oh, I'm just me. I'm just an average woman. Well, I can't really say that I'm average, but I'm just a woman with six children, a wife. Yeah, six children. I got a whole football team. I work hard. And I'm just me. I'm very down to earth. I love to have fun, and I love to write. I love to create things. That's just me.
Wow, that's awesome. Enough. So we hear that you do everything with great, great passion, Tony. Which talent do you enjoy best and why? Can you tell us?
Oh, gosh. I think I enjoy acting the most.
Mm-hmm.
Being on stage, being someone that I'm not or being someone that I've always wanted to be. But writing kind of goes hand-in-hand with that as well. They may be running neck and neck because I like to take people places on journeys, real-life stuff, but just journeys of people that they've always wanted to be or maybe that they see themselves in and maybe want to change. So writing and being on the stage, to me, is more important than singing now. I would have said singing probably about 20 years ago. But writing takes you on that journey, huh? Yes, it takes me. And I want to take people where I'm going because I daydream a lot. I used to be a daydreamer when I was a kid, and I used to just see things and just see different, you know, different scenarios and things like that. And then all of a sudden, these scenarios really started happening to me, and I'm like, okay, well, I saw this, but I didn't think I was the one that it was going to happen to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was always a daydreamer. I always made up stories and told different stories and things like that and caught people's attention as a kid. So why not write about it?
Yes, that's right. That's right. Now, you create a lot of your stories from your own life's experience. Would you like to share any that you have written about?
Oh, wow. Well, so far, two of the plays that I've written, the first one is entitled I'm Sick of Church Folk. That was a real life church hurt experience. Like, everything that happened in that play literally happened to me. I moved to a new state, new city. I was new, and everybody just started making up stuff about me. It wasn't Jacksonville. It was a small little city, little bitty town. Got about 3 lights, you know. And just all of a sudden, I was running from the police. Why is she here? She running from the police. She want everybody's man. I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't deal with this. I don't even know anybody here. I didn't have any family. I didn't know anybody. I was just trying to get away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, coming, being new to a city that everybody knows everybody, they didn't take me in too well. And then with, you know, my singing abilities and things like that, they didn't like a newcomer coming in to their town thinking they was going to take over, which was far from what I was trying to do. I was trying to help, you know. But I'm sick of church folk. That took me through. That took me through.
That's your story. Amen.
Let me tell you, though, I really stopped going to church for like 2 years because of that.
Wow.
2 years I stopped going to church. I said I'm not stepping foot in another church ever again.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a bad experience.
It happens. It does happen. I mean, people just don't understand that, you know, that's supposed to be a place of refuge and, you know, a place of healing and a place where you can come. You know, if everybody else in the whole town was intimidated, when they get in church, you know, you're expecting it to be a little bit different, and it didn't happen that way for you. So I'm so sorry you had the experience, but I know you had the experience for this purpose here, you know, to be able to write about it, definitely. So, we hate you had the experience, but we love that you had the experience. It's a love-hate situation.
Yes. So I figured I'd write about it. Wedlocked, oh my gosh, that is, jeez, I've been through abusive relationships. I have been cheated on. I have been the baby mama. I have dealt with the crazy baby daddy. You know, I have dealt with all of that, and Wedlocked has all of those scenarios in that one stage play.
Oh, God.
And it ain't no gospel. Akia and Nicole is not a gospel play. When we did Wedlocked, I just knew all the church folk was going to walk out the door.
Really?
Some of them did.
I'm talking about church folk now.
I ain't talking about Christians. I'm talking about church folk.
It's different.
It's a difference.
Between being religious and spiritual.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, but it was a big hit, though. It turned out really nice. But most of the stories that are in there are my life stories. I've had to deal with the boyfriend's crazy baby mama, and then they had to deal with my craziness. You know, it was just different
things.
You was
a crazy,
you know,
baby mama too.
Yeah, I've had my moments of crazy baby mama isms. You know, I know that's not a word, but I'm going to send it to Webster next week. But I've had my share of crazy baby mamas, I'm telling you.
So I guess you just answered my question, because we wanted to know exactly what prompted you and your co-writers to actually come up with the story. So you're telling us now that's exactly what happened.
Okay, so I've been known to be a little green, okay? That's what my kids call me. Oh, my, you green. It might be purple. Now, green was played last year or something. I don't know. I might be orange or pineapples or something. Child, I don't know. I can't keep up with these young folks.
Orange pineapples.
So I'm not real flippity when it comes to, you know, saying different things and really reading people and, like, going off on people with words. I was always the fighter type. You would say whatever you needed to say, and then I would just kind of swing on you. I didn't really have no snappy comeback lines and things like that. So I said, okay, let me call my girls. I'm going to call my sisters up because I know they got the snappiest comebacks. I love to see them go off. I love to see them go off. So I called LaToya. I said, sis, I need to know how to say this because this is not making sense to me. You know, I'm saying the drug police. It's got to be another name for the drug police. You know, that nobody says that. Who says that? Well, I do, but nobody else says that. So I called LaToya. I said, look, this is a scenario. Get the writing. She almost wrote the whole play. I said, Toya, you going to leave something for me to write? She was like, I just got carried away. I couldn't stop. I said, see, that's how writing gets you. So then exactly. So we had completed the script. Everything was completed. And then we were still short some time. The play really lasted maybe an hour and 10 minutes. And usually stage plays need to last up to 2 hours. So I called Crystal. I said, Crystal, we need to add some more scenes in here. What do we need to do to add some more scenes in there? She emailed me the next day with 3 scenes. And I was like, okay. And they were good. I was like, I'm using it. I'm not changing anything. I'm using these. I'm using all of this, and we're going to put it into play. So she wrote some of the scenes. LaToya wrote some of the scenes. Then I came in and wrote some of the scenes. But these ladies, I couldn't have did it without them. I could not have done it without them.
Awesome. We love to hear that, then. We love to hear that. Now, we know that you are a wonderful actress as well. Some of your roles include Sophia in The Color Purple, Evelyn in The Wiz, and many more. Did you act in Wedlock?
No, I did not.
Okay. Well, since you didn't, how did it feel to not be in the actor's seat during this production?
It was a struggle. You want to say, well, why don't I just write something in just for me to, like, come in and just leave back out, say 2 words, hey, y'all, and leave out of something. Just let me get on stage just a little bit. Just let me do something.
But you had to hold your mule. You know, you had to hold your mule.
Right. I had to hold my mule, the cows, the lambs, everything, chickens, roosters, all that. I had to hold everything. It took everything for me not to just write myself in it. But sometimes you can't be in your own stuff. Sometimes you just need to sit back on the outside and do what you need to do as far as production and directing and stuff like that, because it could really be a pain to try to do both at the same time. It's not easy.
So, I have a question about, I want to talk
ahead.
About, I guess, the combination of, like, drama and the comic side of the stuff that you've actually gone through in your life, and want to find out exactly whether or not, you know, you creating this, or, you know, either acting in one of the other stage plays or in writing this, do you feel like a certain amount of, like, deliverance or some kind of freedom from the problems or the issues and everything that you actually escaped? Did it just kind of free you a little bit, just to make you know, just to make you feel like, okay, that's the past, it's over, and I can laugh about it now?
Yes, it did. It really and truly, it's very liberating to be on stage and to release all your past and all your demons, like everything that I have in me, I just release it when I'm on stage. I really like to act better when I'm mad. Because I could, it comes out so much better to me. You know, it's so much better just to act mad. I would tell my husband sometimes, make me mad before I go on the stage. It never works though. He
don't make me mad. That's good. Good husband. That's right.
But it is very liberating to just release yourself. I go to a vulnerable place when I'm on stage acting. I release Tony, and I release all of everything that Tony is feeling, everything that Tony has ever felt. I use my what we call as if in acting. And depending on the situation, I would release whatever as if that was me going through that, literally going through that. And 9 times out of 10, I probably have gone through it. So Miss Sophia, it wasn't hard to play her at all because I've been through a lot of the things that Miss Sophia went through in The Color Purple. So it wasn't hard for me to be her.
Wow, that's something else right there. Well, people would be shocked to know that you actually grew up taking classical voice and piano lessons. Mm-hmm. Does that help you with creating the musical scores of your productions?
It does. It does. Coming up in classical music vocally, and I played the piano as well, 13 years, it helped with my harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
It helped with the different instruments. It helped me with my ear, what I need to listen for, where I need to go, where the music needs to go. All of that has shaped and transformed my musical abilities to what it is now. I do vocal coaching on the side as well when I can, when I'm not doing anything else. But I do vocal coaching on the side, and my ear is... I think it's something wrong with my ear because every little sound, I will find a harmony to it.
You
used to do that when you were a kid.
Yeah.
You hear something on the radio and, like, somebody will be singing and you'll just start harmonizing to whatever they're singing. There really isn't a harmony part to it, but you just start harmonizing.
Mm-hmm. That's a great ear. Great ear.
So that's what I did as a kid. So, yeah.
So I do have a question about whether or not you plan on touring any of your productions. Like, do you want to take it outside of the city of Jacksonville, or tell me what your plans are for that?
Yes, I do want to take it outside of the Jacksonville area. I did travel to Georgia with I'm Sick of Church Folk, and that it costs a lot of money. It costs a whole lot of money. So, you know, at this time we're raising money and we're doing little fundraisers and trying to find investors and things like that to assist us in going on the road right now. So, yeah.
Well, Tony, tell us, where can our listeners, where can they hear or where can they go to find out about what type of fundraisers you're doing and contribute to those causes?
They can go to our website, www.dynamicduo-ent.com. That's my company's website. Dynamic Duo Entertainment is the company that me and my sister started a few years ago. And now we're keeping it going strong. We're LLC, so we are legit. You got some businesses out there that ain't legit, but we are legit. Mm-hmm. So they can go to that website to find out anything about the cast, anything about upcoming events, anything about how to donate money or how to invest, anything they need to know about me or the company, they can actually go onto that website and check it out.
Cool. We heard a little birdie told us about someone named Kiki. Would that be one of your 6 people that you raise and take care of and love on?
Yes, that's my oldest daughter. She's now 18.
Now 18.
That's my oldest daughter. Yeah, I have an older son. He's 21, but Kiki's 18, and she's my oldest girl.
Mm-hmm. Now, is she classically trained too? Because we heard that she actually sings as well. Is that true?
I've poured everything I've had in me into her.
Wow.
So you might as well say she's classically trained as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. So now let me ask you this. Does she have an upcoming project?
She is working on a project called Better Side of Me. And it's not a gospel record, and it's not a secular, what they call secular genre either. It's more in the middle, like an India Irie type, inspirational, feel good about yourself, love yourself, everything's going to be okay, you know, I'm going to be okay because I love me, you know, stuff like that. So that's the type of feel that she's going for. She has a neo-soul type of jazzy type feel to her music, and I love to hear it. I never get tired of hearing it.
Mm. That girl bad. We're going to play something from her. She's bad. I can't wait. Okay, we're going to go ahead and finish the interview with you so we can get your baby song. We get to your baby song.
Okay.
Do you have a musical score element to your project, like your plays? And if so, are you finished with it? If not, you know, how can...
Well, we're actually getting ready to go into the studio to lay down the tracks for the soundtrack to Wedlock Part 1. So we have some of the actors that actually sing in the play. They're going to come in and lay down the vocals and everything to the music. So we're going to have the soundtrack really soon. We're working on that right now.
Oh, nice. Nice. Now, is it only the actors that are in the production, or are you accepting other indie artists to submit music for the project?
I am accepting anyone that can write, indie artist, well-known artist. It doesn't matter to me. I take everything. Mm-hmm. I love to give credit where credit is due. I would never take anyone's credit away from them. So I welcome any type of ideas, any type of songwriting. I welcome all of that.
Okay.
Well, good. So can you tell us exactly where we can find out more about you and your documentary? We want the indie listeners to actually kind of follow up and check you out.
Okay. They can also go to the www.dynamicduo-ent.com to see any pictures. My bio is online there. There are a couple of other things that we're working on. We're in the process of updating the website. We have a few videos of me on stage and my daughter's on stage. She does a lot of fundraising, you know, to help those that are less fortunate. She sung for Aisha Mann. She was the young lady that was shot in the back and was paralyzed from the neck down when she was walking her dog on the beach. So she just sang at her fundraiser event. She was getting ready to do Jordan Davis's. They had Jordan Davis Day, but we were not able to make that one, but she was due to sing for that event as well. So she does a lot of events. She loves to do a lot of fundraisers and things like that. She loves to give back to the community, and I love that about her. I'm the same way, but I don't have as much time as she does. So when she gets out there, she, you know, she sings her little heart out.
Oh, that's so special. Well, you, listeners, you've heard it. I think we have one question for you. We have a caller that's calling in before we take a break and go to Kiki's song. But we have a caller. Caller, are you there? Last digits are 3179. Caller. Hello, do we have a caller? We thought we had a caller that called in for us. Maybe they'll call back. We did have a caller for you, Miss Tony. Maybe they'll call back before you get off. But
okay.
So you heard it here, Dynamic Duo. ENT, is that right, or duos mm-hmm. with an S?
Dash dynamicduo-ent.com.
Okay. dynamicduo-ent.com is where you can hear more from Miss Tony, and see more about her plays and different things of that sort. But Tony, it was a pleasure having you on our show today. It was wonderful.
Ladies, I enjoyed talking with you guys.
It was fun. Thank you.
Well, we will continue to support your endeavors, Tony, and we welcome you to hang on the line, hang out with us while we interview one of your co-writers to Wedlock, Miss LaToya Holmes Rice.
Okay.
So hang on the phone. Yes, hang on the phone. But for now, here is Tony's daughter, Yana Wright, singing Better Side of Me. You are now in the industry.
Opportunities create unique success. Focus is an empower agency that provides motivational tools needed to aid our youth and young adults in the Metro Atlanta area. Allow Focus to provide your kids with additional help in developing self-awareness, leadership, communication, and empowerment skills. For more information on how to get started today, go to www.focusfruits.com. Focus, life coaching for youth and young adults.
Do you want to take your business to the next level? Ultimate Business Solutions provides the support you need to increase your customer base and sell more products and services online. Specializing in graphic arts, web development, and internet marketing, Ultimate Business Solutions creates the face of your business. If you're looking for a custom logo, dynamic website, or popping marketing material, call Ultimate Business Solutions today at 404-704-2197 or visit www.ultimatebizsolutions.com. Ultimate Business Solutions, let us create your future.
Hey, if you're like me, you're probably hearing the news that the economy is getting better, right? But there's one problem. You still don't have a job. Get back into the game with Chance.com, the state-of-the-art online employment connection for the new generation. Get access to millions of jobs on Chance that are actually hiring now. Stop searching for outdated job postings. Log on to Chance.com, create a profile, and then be found. Make the connection you need to get hired today. If you're serious about your career, you've got to check this out. Chance.com. Get that job. Make that chance with Chance.com. JANZZ.com.
Welcome back to the industry. Online listeners, please call in to 347-989-8385 to actually leave any, you know, to call in and talk with us if you have any questions or any comments for any of our guests today. We are talking with the ladies from Wedlock, Is Love Really Enough, the actual playwright. We're now welcoming Latoya Holmes-Rice to the call, and she debuted as a co-writer of the theatrical production Wedlock. Yet she has a collection of poetry pieces entitled Sounds of My Heart. Let's give Ms. Latoya an inviting industry welcome. Latoya, are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Hey. How are y'all?
How are you today?
We are great. We are great.
We had Latoya on the line, too. Did you hear that she was on?
Yes. I did. I was listening the whole time.
Oh, you were? Okay, cool, cool. Tony, you say hey to your girl? The one you can call her in the middle of the night to finish her story for you.
Right.
I don't know that she's still there. Well, welcome aboard. Thank you so much for coming in and checking in with us just a little bit, you know, about your play.
Right.
So we do understand that Wedlock was the first written, your first written theatrical production. How do you feel about it?
That is correct. It is. And I'm actually honored. I feel really blessed that I was given the opportunity to be in a part of such a large production as an amateur writer because, I mean, this wasn't a play where there wasn't a fee being charged. So they really took a chance on me and allowed me to share my vision. So I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to doing more with them. So I'm excited.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. So what inspired you to be a writer?
Well, it actually started years ago. I started out with writing poetry, and from there I did a book, a collection of poems, Sounds of My Heart. And I started with that. A few friends read it, and they were like, you should keep going, try to do other things. And actually, in high school, I did a play called Harlem, and it was like an end-of-the-school-year type of play, and it was a production that was done in school. And so from there, I just kind of kept writing things. I just never really had the courage or even the right avenues to put something out there and have it published or produced in such manner as Wedlock. So it all started years ago as a teenager with just writing poetry, and I just kind of kept going with it. And, I mean, it's all said and done now, but my sister gave me this opportunity to actually put it on a platform. So.
Hmm. Well, good. Yeah. So what is your actual writing style? I mean, we talked with Tony earlier, and she said hers is based upon life experiences, stuff that she knows, she's seen, she's heard about even. What's your writing style, and are there any particular writers that you look up to?
I would have to say I'm a big fan of hers. The very first play that, I know it's kind of cliche, but the very first play that she did, I'm Sick of Church Folk, like I fell in love with it. And in a way that kind of inspired me to continue to keep going, like, hey, I can present something to her. But just starting out with doing stage plays, I won't say that I've really noticed or developed my writing style yet, but I just kind of go with the flow of things. Whatever I feel in my heart at the time is what comes out, and probably more of using an imagination versus experience with me. So.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, that's nice. I know Tony would be flattered to hear that and overwhelmed that, you know, you look up to her.
Of course.
As your writing sister. So tell
us
about you. Tell us tell us about you. Who is LaToya Holmes Rice?
Well, personally, I'm a wife and mother of one, mm-hmm. expecting a second as we speak.
Oh, nice.
Yes. No secret. Right now, as far as career-wise, I work for a local hospice organization here in Jacksonville as a patient coordinator. I actually started out in the pharmacy, so I really love the field of healthcare and patient care, just kind of giving back to people who are at a point in their life where they can't any longer do for themselves. And really just overall, I'm just your average person. There's not really anything spectacular, I would say, about me or...
Oh, you a writer? Hello? Hello?
Well, you know, other than writing, I mean, I sing a little. I used to actually be in an R&B group with two of my best friends from South Carolina. We did that for a few years and traveled, actually laid down a single and everything. So that's me. Writer,
nice.
Singer. That's me.
Wow, I think we have Miss Tony back. Tony, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, sis.
We were hoping you could go see us and say hello. She's going to make you cry over there.
I know, right?
She's probably crying.
Okay.
I think Crystal's on the phone, too.
Crystal, are you there?
Yes.
I'm not sure there yet.
Hi, Crystal. Can you hear me?
I don't think she's there yet, honestly. I thought we were gonna welcome her in a second.
Oh, she was on my line. I three-wayed her.
She heard it. Stop. How y'all gonna three-way somebody's show like this? Stop it, Tony. Stop it.
Okay. I'm a little ghetto. I'm sorry. I got a little ghetto.
Girl, let me see. You know, look, we're in the middle of an interview with Ms. LaToya. So listen, LaToya. Do you yourself have any past struggles and successes that actually spark your writing?
A lot of the poetry that was written initially at a young, tender teenage age was about breakups, my experiences with first loves, even my experience with my parents divorcing. A lot of that was written into that first collection of poems. So I will say, yes, experience was written there. Even with the singing group that kind of fell through after a few years. And I'll say even after that, I started writing again. I just needed to pour my heart out into something and try to detour, you know, the way I was feeling at the time. And writing is, that was my outlet. So, yes, I will say there was some experience involved in the writing.
Mm-hmm. But do you have... Yeah, do you have any poems you would like to turn into short stories or songs?
I do, actually. I have quite a few. I still have that book from eighth grade, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And even as an adult, I've written some more, and I've shared this with my sister, you know, that I've wanted to always do short stories.
Wow.
We're working on that. We're going to get there. So just look out.
Okay.
Taking it step by step, but yes. I am interested in, I've done some songwriting with the past group I was in, so I am interested in going further with that as well.
So let us know, tell us a little bit about your poems that are in the collection of your poetry pieces. I guess it's a piece that's called Songs of My Heart, Sounds of My Heart.
Right. As before, like I stated, some of it was, I'm sharing too much, some of it was a past breakup, with the first love, and I just kind of mm-hmm. poured my heart out into that, and I thought I was just going to be writing one poem about this one guy that I just fell head over heels, and it ended up being where it turned into about 20 poems.
Well,
yeah.
You know, your first love
kept going.
Do that to you.
I was like, I just need to get this out. I'm so mad at him.
Your first love would do that to you again.
Right. And there are even times that I went back to it to even review it and say, okay, look, I'm not going to go through this again. I had to remember mm-hmm. what I went through with one person and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is I took the time out. It went from eighth grade to probably like my second year of college, that book of poems. And for me, it's a way to just go back and just kind of review all the things that I've gone through. So that's what it's about, heartbreak and love.
Wow. That's, like I said, you can really get a lot from your first love. Let me tell you something.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's ask you, will there be a wedlock too?
It's in the making. We got a lot of good feedback from the first one, and if I know my sister well enough, we're going to keep going. So, yes, there was great feedback from Wedlock Part 1, and all three of us have a lot more to say and would love to take these characters in a different direction, so yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, why not make it into, Tyler Perry did it, why can't y'all?
We can. By faith.
Yo, guess what I'm saying?
Go ahead, speak it out there in the atmosphere so it can happen.
I'm claiming it for y'all.
Right.
So tell us, what's the next big thing for you as an individual? I know the next big thing, the very next thing, is the new baby. But then after creative-wise, what are you going to be doing? What are you getting into?
Creative-wise, I'm going to actually put all my focus into working on this part two. I've already been given my assignment. So I'm going to make sure I focus on that and, put my heart into that, give my best to Dynamic Duo and, of course, all the fans out there. But that is actually what's on my agenda right now. It's working on part two of Wedlock.
Nice.
And let me ask you this.
Yes.
I want to know where we can actually find out more about you and your poems and the future productions. Like, you have a site or someplace where we can go and follow you?
I have not developed that yet. However, because you just said that, I will work on that. But I am right now on the Dynamic Duo page. My bio is so they can still visit the same page that Tony mentioned earlier, which is dynamicduo-ent.com. And I'll probably get with her and try to add some more things there. I do have a Facebook page. However, it's my personal private page, so I'll be working on trying to get a fan page or something put together so people can contact me. Because this was my first big break. So.
But you know what? That's what being an indie artist is all about, though. It's about surrounding yourself with others, learning, growing. You're going to make your mistakes. You're going to, have successes. You're going to have some tribulations, but it's all a ground for you to be the ultimate entertainer, writer, whatever talent you are. So, it's okay. You have to start somewhere. And the great part is you already have bio. You can put it on the Dynamic Duos -ent.com website. I'm a little pup for you right there. in the meantime, you can still put it on your Facebook page too in the about.
Right.
In the about section. Just go ahead and stick your bio on there. And even though it's your personal page, people can still push that and know what you're about. So I, encourage you, it doesn't matter if you don't have a website right now. It's okay. Get your Twitter out there. Start doing that. Nicole is awesome. She don't talk about it much, but I'm going to put her out there. She is a celebrity publicist. So she has, clients that she can name that, she can't name because of her contract with them, but she has a great experience. So, Tony, this goes for you as well, and your whole crew. Just know that you can always, let us know what you need. But also, Nicole is a great PR representative that can ultimately help you in the future.
Oh,
I'll speak for myself. I will help you, ladies, when you need me. Call me.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
want to do something. Look at you. There you go, Kia. Put me out there again.
PR.
EmporiumPR.com. Reach out to me, ladies.
Okay, thank you.
But we wanted to bring on another sister of yours. I think we have Crystal on the line. Is Crystal there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, ladies.
You better greet your sister so you won't get in trouble.
I know.
Tony is
Hey, Crystal.
So now we got, a five-way line. See how it works out?
We
made this five-way line happen.
You know, that's how we used to do it in high school.
Yeah, you call a person, they call the other person, they call a person. Yeah, a three-way. You see, you was trying to do that with the three-way today. See, that's what you was trying to do.
He was going to start something today. Don't start nothing, Tony.
Okay. Well, Miss Crystal, how are you?
I am wonderful. How about you all? This is so exciting.
Good. Welcome aboard. We do want, since everybody else has already introduced themselves, we want you to kind of talk to us and tell us exactly who you are. So announce yourself. Crystal, who are you? What's your last name even?
My name is Crystal Stallings-DeVore. I'll do the whole bio thing. I'm a mother of three. I was born and raised in Jacksonville. This was actually my first writing experience with Tony. Well, my first writing experience, period. This has been mind-blowing. She called me one day and said, we got to make the play longer. And I think two or three days later, I woke up one morning and was typing. I texted her and said, hey, I'm sending you some scenes. If you don't like it, it's fine. We can change it. And she texted me back in all caps. I love it. I was completely blown away. I'm not a writer. I did not think I was a writer. I'll say that. I am an improv actress. So if you give me a scenario, then I can act it. A friend of mine was telling me that's writing. You're just not putting it on paper.
Right. That's right.
So this was a new experience. I loved it. What was the best part is that she didn't change anything that I wrote. She read it. She said, I loved it. Let's go with it. To me, that was just, I will forever love you for that, Tony.
Oh. Since this is your first writing of any kind, I was going to say collaboration, but first writing of any kind, do you foresee yourself writing other plays now that you've gotten a taste of it?
Absolutely.
I have a book now.
You started something, Tony.
Okay.
She did. Now, if her character could quit waking me up out of my sleep, that I would appreciate. I love it. This is new for me. I've been active for since like 2009. I kind of accidentally got into it, and it has just taken off, and I love it. I wouldn't trade acting, and I sing also. I wouldn't trade being on stage for anything other than my children. I mean, I think I'd probably choose my children over the stage, but it has been an amazing ride.
Oh, nice. Well, we've asked Tony and Toy this, but if there was something you could change or do something different about wedlock the next time, what would it be and why?
I think what I would change is probably a bit selfish because I was actually in the play, and I would like to shine some more light on my character. My character played the wife of the husband that had the baby mama, so I think I got the good part. I got to fight. I got to, go off on the baby mama and kind of stand up for those of us that are, helping the stepmama type thing. So I think this time we're going to expand a little more on Christine. That's the character's name. We'll kind of go into some wedlock secrets that she has of her own and how it ties into the three main characters, having to still deal with the baby mama and having to move past my own marital issues.
Tie in. Like I was telling before, that's what Tyler Perry did. He just took a piece and kind of expanded upon, characters and created other things, now TV shows and things like that. So, we encourage y'all to keep it going. It sounds like you all are, just like you say, a dynamic duo trio.
Duo trio.
Duo trio. I changed that website. Dynamic duo dash trio dash. Yes. I think Mr. Cole.
It's been really fun not having to do everything myself, and it's been fun just sitting back and watching them create. It's so much fun to sit back and just see things unfolding in your face,
It's amazing. It's an amazing experience.
Awesome. Well, I guess what else can we expect from you, Crystal, and where can we find out more information about you?
You can find out more information about me on the Dynamic Duo page. My bio is there. I'm getting ready to go into the studio. I'm a background singer for gospel artist Vicky Ferry. Yes, I'm her lone alto. And so we're getting ready to go into the studio, record her third CD within the next few months. And then I have a couple of other productions that I've been asked to be a part of, other plays, but it, you know, depends on how much wedlock kind of chokes me as a mom and a writer and actress and a singer. I'm learning how to prioritize what comes. I don't know which one I want to do first. Singing is where I get lost, but being on that acting stage, I get to be somebody else for 2 hours. So you'll see my name out there. I see my name. People are starting to recognize me. I'm getting the people that stop me and go, "Didn't I see you in the
Well, that's okay. I mean, you just got to let the Lord use you. That's what you do. Let the Lord use you. So wherever He may take you to, whether it's singing or writing or whatever, or who locked, where locked, did they all locked up? Just everything, whatever it is, you got to just go with the flow. Okay?
Yes.
You get a call. Yes. You get a call from Tony Diamond Bingham tomorrow and say, "Hey, girl, I did this other thing that me and LaToya worked on. Just what you got to add to this?" You just know, just go with the wind, just go with the flow.
I'll be on my computer typing up some stuff. Absolutely.
Ladies, I love this whole story. I mean, I really, really love to see it all come to life, like just three women that are married with children that have some skills that decide to just kind of say, you know what, I want to do this. I have this dream. I have this passion. I have this energy I want to do something with. I have a story. I have something to share with some other people. I want to help other folks. And the fact that you all just kind of set this thing in motion, it just kind of warms my heart. And I really, really do want to congratulate you, ladies. It's really, really cool just to see, you know, your sisters on a mission just to inspire and create what God has truly placed upon you. And we thank you for being on our show.
Thank you.
We want you to stay in touch
with
us. So everything that's happening, definitely, you already following us, right? You're already our fans.
Yeah,
you're on
absolutely.
Industry Tweets behind us, right? Facebook friends, right? Okay, yeah, so you'll know what we're working on as well, but we definitely like you to kind of stay in touch with us and let us know what you have going on so we can make the announcement to the public. We can actually, you know, reach out to some independent talent and let them know what you're doing so they can come and audition or, you know, submit songs, like whatever it is you need. Just be in communication with us because we'd love to help you.
Absolutely.
Oh, all right, so we take care, ladies, and we'll see you next time on the next big project, Wedlock 2, right?
Right.
Yep, Wedlock 2.
Well, who's coming to dinner today? What about that one? Y'all got something? Y'all can just create something like that. Improv that. Who's coming to dinner?
We can improv now. We can improv.
That'll be a good one, right? That'll be a good one.
Okay.
Awesome, ladies. We love y'all so much. Thank y'all for coming.
Thank you.
Yes,
Thank you. Love you too. Stay tuned because you're now
in the industry.
This week's SRN Business of the Week is Roseberry Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs, please give Trevor Roseberry a call. Protect your home, car, boat, family, and more. With over 15 years' experience and a great reputation for excellent customer service, he is the best. Definitely call 404-233-7233. Roseberry Insurance Agency is located at 3401 Northside Parkway, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30327. Let them know SRN sent you.
Mommy, you're always working on a project.
Well, baby, Mommy's job is to help people conquer their vision.
What do you mean?
My consulting firm is called Visionary Consulting Solutions, and we consult businesses to make whatever branding, marketing, and event vision come to life.
Wow. Can you help me plan my birthday party?
I sure can. Are you ready to conquer your vision? Visit www.conqueryourvision.com or call 904-469-7511. That's 904-469-7511 today.
Thank you guys so much for listening in to our show today. We had an awesome woman empowerment team who are making headways through Jacksonville and beyond with their writing skill team ability. I mean, it's fantasticness. We want to give another round of applause, crowd cheer to Ms. Tony Bigham, Ms. Tony Diamond. Bigham. We also had Miss Latoya Holmes Rice and the lovely Crystal stopped by and gave us a call. Who was the third person on?
Yes,
let's hey, let's go ahead and give it to them. Give it to them, crowd. Go ahead, cheer on. Who is the third writer of the dynamic duo -ent.com? And they just finished their production of Wedlocked, which was very successful, a theatrical play. They should be working on Wedlocked 2 and some other projects. But please support these three sisters. They're really doing things big in the theatrical industry. And we really look forward to more things from them. Nicole, what, I mean, it was fantastic, right?
It was a great show. I really, really loved those ladies. I hadn't gotten a chance to see that. Of course, I wasn't down there, but I'm going to get down there. And definitely for part two, I need to see what's going on, what kind of drama they can cook up this time.
Yeah, I think we just need to throw them some titles and just see what they can do. Just bam, who's coming to dinner anyway and wasn't invited.
Right.
Yes, man. So, Nicole, we have where can they follow us at? Tweet Industry Tweets?
Yes, yes, they can follow us at Industry Tweets, yes.
Mm-hmm. What
they
else
can like us
do?
At Facebook as The Industry Show. Mm-hmm. They can always follow us at welcometotheindustry.info, so they can actually listen to all the on-demand shows that we've done. I mean, we've been around here about 3 months now, Kia. Can you believe it? It's gone by so fast.
Yes, yes, and we're doing great. I think we've won the most listened to show on the network quite a few times now, but at least 5 times, and we've had a couple of our guests were featured on Blog Talk Radio as featured guests, and it's going great. We really appreciate Clark Garrison and the whole SRN team for the support that you guys give us, and the and also the opportunity to be on this platform to present and actually introduce independent artists that are in the entertainment and beauty industry, because, you know, a lot of times people don't have finances to do that. So we give them a platform to do that, and we're just grateful to do it. And I thank you, Nicole.
Thank you
for your expertise and what you do and what
thank you.
Do.
And I thank you, Ms. Akia, and I will congratulate you again. You thought you were getting off the show and you were going to listen to what I had to say about this Jacksonville Jazz Fest experience. It's coming up next week, so I won't mess with you too bad today. But I did want to congratulate you again. I heard you tore it up down there, and I can't wait to hear all about it next week.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it was a fantastic experience there. I want to, again, thank the city of Jacksonville for inviting me to be on this year's Jacksonville Jazz Fest roster, and I look forward to it next year. I want to thank everybody who came out of here listening, all the fans, all of the guests, people for contributing to my GoFundMe.com/KiaYouWonderProject project for to contribute finances or financial contribution that will allow me to do my album. So I really appreciate all of you all, and look forward to hearing more from the industry. And also, we have our website, welcometotheindustry.com, and all those industries are without the I. So we really look forward to it. Nicole, I guess we have a great show coming next week. Yes, ma'am?
Yeah. It's a wrap-up of the actual Jacksonville Jazz Fest. So we're talking with people who actually put the whole thing together down there. We're talking to various talents, and definitely with you. We're going to question you about your experience there. So, everybody, you're now in the industry. Keep it locked on next Sunday, 7 o'clock p.m. We'll see you here.
Next week on The Industry, we give you a recap of this week's Jacksonville Jazz Fest. We post interviews with members from the city of Jacksonville who were responsible for putting the fest on, various talents, and our co-host, Ms. Akia Uwanda, who performed there. You are now in the industry. Have a great week, everybody. Be blessed.
We're glad you listened to The Industry. It's not a world of opportunity. Get ready to go. Now you're in.